getting up on my feet. I walked out of surgery, so, you know, it's not no crutches, stuff like that. You know, just doing everything I can to get better every day. Eric and, you know, the trainers in there, along with Dr. Myers, they have a great plan to get me better every day. And then when they give me the green light, I'll be ready to go.
Do you have kind of a time frame, 6 weeks?
They have a time frame. Okay. You know, the only thing I can worry about is getting better. I know I'm better today than I was yesterday, and I'm a lot better than I was earlier last week. So just making sure that when they do give me the green light, you know, I'm ready to go, and, you know, I don't go out there and, you know, try to come back too early and mess this up again. This is something I've been dealing with since really early August. You know, about that first week of training camp was when I started to notice signs of the right side. And actually got both sides fixed when I was there. So, you know, I'm glad that I'm able to get them fixed and, you know, move forward, be healthy for, you know, this push to the playoffs. You know, I think everybody saw that we have something special here going on yesterday. You know, me personally watching on TV, you know, I want to get back as fast as possible because I want to be a part of this.
Was surgery a consideration then in early August? I mean, did that cross your mind?
Yes, but, you know, it was something that we thought we could manage. You know, with these injuries, you know they're progressively going to get worse. But, you know, we tried everything we could to kind of make it week by week, and it just it got to the point where every Monday we were starting over again and, you know, just get it fixed now. So, you know, when, you know, November, December, January, you know, I'm playing at a high level.
You mentioned both sides. What exactly did they do?
It's the term is sports hernia, but it's actually a, you know, a core injury. It's not your typical hernia that you have. It's a tear in the, you know, abdominal muscle away from the pelvis.
Sure.
So they went in and reattached everything and ready to go.
How long did you learn last year after being out to put this into perspective?
I learned it sucks. You know, it's there's nothing worse than being hurt. You know, I said this a little bit this off season. When you're not able to be out there with your teammates, and you know you're either watching from the side or watching on TV, it's hard. But at the same time, I know this was necessary. You know, we tried everything we could to avoid it, but I had to get it fixed. And I think the bright side is that. These guys are going to do great over the next 6 weeks, and you know, when I come back, we have 2 months to make a run at the playoffs.
Does it make it tougher? You signed the contract extension. You had a lot of optimism coming into the season.
I don't think the contract has anything to do with it. If I was still playing on my old contract, it would be tough, you know, because there was so much optimism coming into this season, and I was in such good shape and had felt the best that I ever felt physically, and then you have something like this kind of set you back, but. Everything that I've heard from both the surgeon and everybody in the training room is, you know, I'll be right back to where I was. So that was encouraging.
Were you with the switch a little bit yesterday on the performance? Because around here wasn't great for reasons.
Definitely. I mean, winning football games helps a lot of things, and I think you see that in this league a lot. You go out on Sunday and win. It kind of changes the mood. It flips the switch, however you want to say it. But it was extremely important for us to go out there and get that win, you know, coming back with this short week here this week. So to go out and play the way those guys did yesterday, you know, I was extremely proud of them watching.
Were you concerned at all that injured reserve might be a possibility if you had the surgery?
No, I think I knew that it would be something that I could come back at some point this season and help. You know, in terms of the designation and, you know, how they handle things upstairs, that's all up to them. You know, all I can do is get the surgery as soon as possible and start getting better.
Have you ever dealt with a core injury or anything like that before?
No, this is my first time dealing with it.
How does the pain compare to the hamstring tear that you had in college?
It's honestly neither one of them were all that painful. Obviously, the recovery with this one is a lot faster. It's pretty amazing with all the work that they did in there that in 6 weeks you're back playing football again. So, you know, it's nice being on my feet, being able to walk around, do a lot of active rehab. Whereas with the other one, you're on crutches for 6 weeks. So you know, it's definitely nice being able to still be active.
At what point are you able to start running?
You'd have to ask them that question. You know, like I said, with I just do what I, you know, I come in, look at my rehab schedule, and I go. And, you know, they'll have that timetable better than I would.
What do you think of Teddy?
He's awesome. You know, actually, my dad was here this weekend, and he asked me Saturday night how I think Teddy would do. And said the kid just has it. You know, he's going to go out there, and things are going to go well, and he's going to be calm, and he's going to play well. And sure enough, that's exactly how things went. You know, he went out there, he threw the ball around, he managed the huddle. You know, talking to some of the guys this morning when they came in, you know, just the presence that he had, calling the plays. You know, so he did exactly kind of what we expected.
How rare is that?